Hello, believers. This is a special kind of a bonus episode. It's Sunday morning as I record this on August 5th, 2018. I saw something on television late last night that really got to me. It was a recording of police investigating a shooting. Someone had been shot by a gang multiple times and they died. And it was a young man, very young man. And as I watched it, my eyes just filled with tears as I thought of how many mothers and fathers whose children have gone astray and their children are involved in drugs and the gang life and things like that. And you know they're not safe. They're not safe if they stay in the gang. They're not safe if they try to leave the gang. And a lot of kids think that, you know, gang life is cool and all that. And the Spirit of God rose up in me so strong. And I said, Lord, we need to write a prayer about this. And so I started writing a prayer, and he gave me part of the prayer as I was writing it. And I printed the prayer out, and the anointing of God is on me so strong right now, I could barely walk to the printer to get the prayer off so I could record it for you. So I'm gonna post this on the JPH site on the prayers tab, but I wanted to send this out as a special mailing because the Lord is telling me that Satan's after our children more than ever before, and that we have to stand and fight if we want to keep them safe. So this prayer is for all the praying mamas and daddies out there whose children are just being wayward children. You know, they're kind of like the prodigal children. It's the prayer for a wayward child. And I hope it's a blessing to you. I'm going to pray this like I'm praying for one of my children. Lord God in heaven, I praise your holy name. I know in so many things, Lord, you are my only hope. You are bigger than any problem. You are greater than any enemy. And I know you delight in showing yourself mighty on my behalf. Lord, you see the situation with this wayward child. I have prayed and she is still going down the wrong path, Lord. But I know you are more than able, Lord, to set my child right. I know you want to set her right even more than I do. I know you love her even more than I do, Lord. So I bring this situation to you. Lord, I'm going to take my hands off of this and I'm going to watch you work. I'm expecting a miracle, Lord. I know that Satan is trying to put my child in the pig pen, but I declare he will not get my child. I know now he will have to fight you to do that, Lord, because I am giving this child to you. And I know you will do whatever is necessary to save my child. Lord, I ask you to rope my child into the sheepfold of your people. I ask you, Lord, to do whatever is necessary to get my child saved. Lord, save her from her habits and addictions, Lord. You are greater than any addiction, God, and I know one touch from you, and that addiction will be no more. I know you know what it will take to reach my child's heart, Lord. Even if you have to break their legs and wrap them around your neck and carry them close to you as they heal to get them saved, do it, Lord. Do it so she will go to heaven and not hell. Do it so she won't become another statistic of the gang life, another statistic of overdoses in the newspaper, Lord. No, my child shall live and not die in the mighty name of Jesus. I know you won't let Satan have his way with her, Lord, because I will not cease to pray, Lord, and I will not let you go until you bless my child. Make my child fall in love with you and with your word. Increase her in the knowledge of you as you cover her with your feathers. Strengthen her against tragedies and lack. Bond her to your word. Teach her wisdom, Lord. Shower her in love and mercy and be her shield and buckler. Show her whatever she needs to see to cling to you and come out of her habits, addictions, and the world's ways, Lord. I know you have given my child gifts and talents to use for your kingdom, Lord, and I pray you will stir up those gifts and draw her into kingdom work. I know she will have peace when she is fulfilling your purpose for her life. Lord, your word says if I decree a thing, it is established. And I decree that my child is saved. I decree my child is living a godly life for you. I decree my child is free of all bad habits and addictions. I decree my child is free of that dangerous lifestyle, free of lawlessness, free of any gang affiliations, and protected by you, O Lord, because I know you hear the fervent prayers of praying mamas and righteous men. And I know you answer when we pray in accordance with your will. So I call it done in the name of Jesus. Lord, I also ask for the grace to keep my hands off of this while you work in Jesus' name. I hope that this prayer is a blessing to you. May God bless you and keep you. Thanks for listening. Have a great week.